Thanks for downloading the Everyday Relationships podcast. We'd love to connect with you and have you share the podcast through myfaithradio.com. Welcome to Everyday Relationships from Focus on the Family with Dr. Greg Smalley and Susie Larson.
Welcome to today's show. We're thrilled that you've joined us. You know, we're here every day to help you live out the greatest commandment, to love God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength, and then to love others as you love yourself. And today we're going to dig into a topic that's, I guarantee, has affected every relationship that you've ever had, and that's anger. Susie, I'm sure, though, that you never get angry, right?
No, I'm just here for everybody else.
Glaring at me right now. You're getting angry. I can sense it.
No, anger actually was an issue for me. I mean, of course, it still is something to manage, but it was something that came up for me kind of a lot in those early years of marriage. And so this is an important topic. It's so important, Greg, that we're talking about men and anger today and women and anger tomorrow.
Absolutely. You know, maybe you've been the victim of someone's anger, or maybe you've had a hard time understanding your own anger, or maybe how to control it, how to manage it. And as Susie's saying, we do feel that this is a critical topic.
Mm-hmm.
And so we are going to, for 2 days, really spend time. We're not going to be getting angry, though, right? We're just going to be talking about
anger.
So, guys.
Although I'd love to provoke you and see what that looks like. I've never seen you mad before.
It's not pretty. You know what? Actually, and we've got a great guest on today, Dr. Gary Oliver, who I think is one of the world's foremost experts on anger. So we'll have to ask him. But see, for me, when I get upset, you know, and get angry, mine looks very different. I get more silent.
Mm-hmm.
So I sort of, my anger turns inward. And so we'll ask him if that's normal.
Yeah.
Maybe he can help me out.
Yeah.
Because he's good.
He
can offer a lot of help. So men, guys, today it's our turn. We're going to be talking about men and anger. And I don't, just saying that out loud, Susie, that we're going to be talking about men and anger, it just makes me nervous. I all of a sudden feel a shift in the force. All the women have leaned,
yeah.
They're leaning in. They're
don't
ready
mess
to pounce.
This up.
I feel like a deer that's being stalked and hunted. You women are the hunters.
I'm going to be so mad if you mess this up. Yeah.
Be nice to us. But then tomorrow, see, we're going to talk about angry women.
That's right. Can't
or
wait
maybe
for that.
I should probably say that differently. We're going to talk about
women
and anger.
And anger.
How about that?
Mm-hmm.
But first, you know, yesterday, Susie, was April 1st, which is
mm-hmm.
better known as April Fool's Day. So I got to know, did anybody play any jokes on you, or do you do anything to someone else?
No, you know, I'm not too quick on the uptake with the April Fool's thing, so I wasn't able to pull anything on anybody else. I have to mark my calendar for next year. But my beautiful, wonderful daughter-in-law posted on Facebook that she was pregnant.
Wow.
And she's not.
Is it true? Oh, she's not. That's mean.
I know.
And I'm getting angry just hearing that.
She had tons of people, praise God. Oh, you're going to love it. And she's like, oh, I feel terrible. And then she texted me, just so you know, I'm not. So,
oh,
yeah.
That is.
Little
see, that
stinker.
Makes me angry. So, again, Gary Oliver can help us both
yeah.
kind of deal with that. Hey, I got to tell you, though, one of the best all-time greatest practical jokes ever played on me was by my wife.
She's really my new hero, I'm telling you what.
She's mine, too. And this is what she did. Okay, we remember, for years and years and years, Aaron and I did those marriage intensives. So it was kind of like an ER for marriage. Couples in crisis, they'd come. And so this one happened to be one couple, me and Aaron, as counselors for 2 days.
Uh-huh.
So the first day is always tough. I mean, you're unpacking everything that brought them in and why they're hurting. And so it's just a tough day. And so I didn't know that any of this was going on, but apparently Aaron, with my staff there, decided they were going to really get me. And so the next morning when I came in, I was just kind of reviewing the guy. So this client, he shows up early and comes into the room and he goes, Greg, I got to talk to you. And I went, oh, yeah. I said, no, we're a little early. Does your wife want to join us? He goes, oh, no, she's in the car. She won't come in. And I went, oh, why? He goes, well, I don't know how to tell you this, but we're leaving. And I went, what? They go, oh, yeah, we're not going to stay for the rest of the intensive. And I went, God, well, why? And he goes, well, after hearing about you and Aaron and all your stories and the things you've done in your marriage, we realize that you guys are more screwed up than we are. He goes, so we're getting out of here.
Yeah.
And I mean, I couldn't even process this.
That's
hilarious. And so I said, well, do you guys want to talk about it? He's like, no, we don't want to talk about it anymore. We're getting as far away from you guys as we can. And they left. And I'm just sitting there devastated, like, I am the biggest failure as a therapist, you know. And then all of a sudden, my wife, Erin, the staff, the couple pop back in, and they're like, April Fools. So
that's brilliant. And you know what? Just that little bit of fun, speaking of fun in our marriage yesterday with your brother, I bet that did something for them to come in together, because they're conspiring together against you. That's very healthy.
Yeah, well, I'm glad it helped them out, because I was angry, okay? They got me good. And the good news is that again, we have one of the world's foremost experts on anger. Today is our guest, Dr. Gary Oliver. Let me introduce Gary, and then I'm going to bring him in so he can, one, counsel me, and then we can talk about men and anger. Dr. Oliver is a father of three boys. He's a professor, a psychologist. He's the author of over 20 books. He's the executive director for the Center for Relationship Enrichment on the campus of John Brown University. That's, Susie, before I came to Focus, that's where I was. Actually, Gary was my boss. And so he still is there. He lives in Siloam Springs, Arkansas, with his wife, Linda. You know, that's the nice professional bio that I'm supposed to read. But let me tell you, this man is my favorite mentor in life. He really is. He has done more for me. You know, next to my father, this really is the dearest man that I know. He was in my wedding. My son Garrison is named after both my father Gary and Gary Oliver, Gary's son. And so this is just someone who's just built into my life over the years, and I just so love him. Gary's actually had cancer 7 times. He's had six cancer surgeries on his throat and tongue. I would call that an overachiever. I mean, it's just me. But during his most recent surgery, though, Gary had about 80% of his tongue removed. The doctors took a muscle from his leg and actually rebuilt his tongue, but he was told he'd probably never speak again. And then Gary, over the last couple years, has really taught himself to talk again.
It's amazing.
It's unbelievable. Mm. You know, as you hear him, you know, he doesn't have like this strange New York, you know, Jersey accent, okay? I mean, this is a man who's had 80% of his tongue rebuilt. And it just shows you what God can do. When man says something can't be done, okay, it just shows you what can happen. And I just think Gary is just the embodiment of Matthew 19:26, where Jesus looked at them and said, with man, this is impossible, but with God, all things are possible.
Mm.
And Gary's done so much work in the area of anger. And so if you want to read more about Gary's story, you can go to liferelationships.com. And so, Gary, this is such an honor and privilege, I know, for Susie and I to have you on today. So welcome to Everyday Relationships.
Well, thanks. It's a joy to be with you guys.
Gary, I've heard so much about you. I can't even tell you how many times Greg and Erin have spoke about you and your impact on their lives. So I'm especially honored to meet you.
And most of it has been good.
I hope so.
Well, Gary, we want to jump right in. And, you know, we know that anger is not a popular or pleasant topic. I mean, for a lot of people, it's associated with a lot of pain.
Yeah.
You know, why is understanding anger so important? Why do we even need to talk about this?
Well, you know, anger is, you know, the only emotion the Bible talks about more than anger is love. And anger is probably the most misunderstood emotion. And that's because all we hear about is unhealthy anger. But there's also healthy anger. Again, it's a God-given emotion. We need to understand it, you guys, because it's the most powerful of all the emotions. When we don't understand it, it has tremendous potential for harm. But as we understand it, it also has great potential for good.
How would you just be, you know, real quick, how would you define anger so that we're all kind of talking about the same thing?
Well, it's a complex emotion. Anger is a strong feeling of irritation or displeasure. Anger is a state of readiness. When we have anger, our brain pours norepinephrine and epinephrine neurotransmitters throughout our central and peripheral nervous system. So our body goes on alert. You know, depression will drain us, fear drains us, worry, grief. Most emotions rob us of energy, But anger empowers us with energy, and at that point we have a choice to spend that anger energy in unhealthy ways or to invest it in healthy ways.
Well, you know, when we come back here in just a second, Gary, I know that anger is such a major problem in general. I mean, I know that all of us, you know, experience anger, but it really, really is a big problem for men. And I'd love for you to talk about why this is really such a problem for men. I know that's a big deal.
This is Focus on the Family's Everyday Relationships with Dr. Greg Smalley. I'm Susie Larson. We're so blessed to be joined by Greg's mentor, Dr. Gary Oliver, talking about men and anger and women. Tomorrow, it's our turn. But even today, this applies to us. When we come back, Greg and Gary will unpack what's behind anger. Did you know anger is considered a secondary emotion? We'll talk about that. We'll take your calls as well. 877-933-2484. 877-933-2484. 2484. More with Dr. Gary Oliver in just a moment. This is Focus on the Family's Everyday Relationships with Dr. Greg Smalley. I'm Susie Larson. We're blessed to be joined by Dr. Gary Oliver today, talking about anger and men. Tomorrow, women, we're talking about women and anger and what we can learn about this emotion. If you need help actually sorting through this issue, if you're impacted by somebody's anger, you're dealing with it yourself, do call our line 1-800-A-FAMILY if you need someone to help talk you through this. And so, Greg, you were saying before the break that Dr. Gary Oliver has impacted your life deeply, and you've learned some great things, and you both have done some teaching on this issue of anger, things that may surprise us.
Well, I've known Gary for, 25 years, and he was actually the one that got me into counseling. And I know it sounds really strange. I'm not talking about therapy, although that probably wouldn't have been a bad idea.
No, that wasn't helpful, actually.
but he's really the one that when I was a young 20-year-old, just really heard my heart. And as we were talking one day, just challenged me and encouraged me to think about going into counseling as a profession. And I went to Denver Seminary because he was teaching there, and I got to internship at Gary's counseling clinic. And so he's had such an amazing impact. And one of the ways especially is just understanding anger. And Gary, probably my favorite thing that you talk about, because it totally changed my paradigm of just understanding anger, was that anger really isn't a primary emotion, right?
Right. In fact, that's one of the main takeaways, Greg. And quite frankly, this applies to men as well as women, who I know your focus is tomorrow. But the problem with anger is that people think of anger and try to change their anger, but anger is always a secondary emotion. Underneath anger is a primary emotion, and the three major primary emotions are hurt, and hurt usually is something in the past. Frustration, which is usually in the present, or fear or anxiety about the future. So hurt, frustration, and fear. The problem, and especially for men, is that when someone gets angry, of all the emotions, anger is most likely to bring that emotion out of somebody else. So if someone is angry at you, you're very likely to get angry at them. But as we understand that anger is a secondary emotion, we begin to become free to respond to the primary emotion rather than react to the secondary emotion.
You know, it reminds me, one of my very favorite movie scenes, remember way back, classic, The Wizard of Oz?
Mm.
Remember when you see the wizard and he's got that big fiery face and big booming loud voice? And you know, Dorothy and company, they're all, you know, shivering and they're afraid of him. And then little Toto, remember, he goes over and pulls back the curtain. And you see this dude just working the controls and says, you know, hey, pay no attention to the man behind the curtain. And when you say that anger isn't a primary emotion, I think of that scene, because what you saw was the big fiery face and booming voice, but behind all that was really a frail old man working the controls. And behind the emotion of anger, like you're saying, is the fear, the hurt, and the frustration. Why don't we get that? I mean, why is that such a you know, a paradigm shift for so many people. Have we just been taught stuff about anger that's not true?
Well, I think, yes, number one, we've had a lot about anger that's not true. We've learned to avoid it, deny it, condemn it. I've been taught that all anger is a sin. And if all anger is a sin, then God's in big trouble, because the majority of references to anger are to God's anger. But see, anger is an opportunity. And here's what I mean by that. When someone is angry, when my wife or a friend is angry, I can react to that anger, or with God's help, I can say, okay, I know that anger is a secondary emotion. So what's going on here? Is there some hurt? Have I hurt or offended them in some way? Is there some frustration? Is there some fear? And as with God's help, I seek out what that primary emotion is and respond to that. I build trust. I build communication. I say, I get you. I understand you. I say that you are safe with me. And I can move ahead. But when we react to, and see, for men, we are trained to react defensively and not respond. When I react, I build a wall. When I respond to that primary emotion, I build a relationship bridge.
You know, Gary, looking at your story, you've lost your first wife through cancer. You've had 6-7 bouts of cancer, part of your tongue removed. I mean, you are a man who could so easily be offended with God. So just say a word, if you would, about maybe how you're not angry with God, and maybe speak to that person who's so tempted to be offended by God and angry at God because of life's hardships.
Well, actually, yeah. You know, in 4 years, I buried my father, my first wife, one of my sons, and my sister. And all the cancers I've had. What's been great for me is in going through this, Susie, I've been pushed to the wall. I've known depths of darkness I never knew I could move through. But God was always present. His faithfulness was always there. And I discovered that even in my times of greatest loss and despair, that I could experience what I call sovereign joy, that there was a peace, that God is faithful. And I, not only am I not angry at God, because what happened to me is not about God. The joy that I have is about God. The great memories I have are about God. My ability to talk today is about God. My capacity to love is about God. I'm more in love with God. I believe more in his goodness and grace and mercy and faithfulness today than I did 10 years ago after all I've gone through.
How did so Gary, for we're talking about men and anger today. So why is this such a hard, difficult emotion for men? It seems like that we have a hard time talking about emotions. It seems like the only thing that we can even describe is, well, I'm angry. I mean, what is it about anger in men that makes it so difficult?
Gosh, I have no idea. No, I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. Don't get angry. Well,
I'm shut down. I'm so angry.
There are two main reasons, Greg. One is how we're wired, okay? When in the womb, when we have that testosterone bath, but before we're born, it affects our brain, it affects our reactions. Men are more wired to react. So more men struggle with anger than women. We aren't taught as much about our emotions. It's how we're raised. You know, growing up, moms and daughters talk about emotions, and it's okay for women to cry. It's okay for women to be weak. I know of no women, and I've asked tens of thousands of women this question. There's probably one or two out there. I've not met them yet. Who, growing up, when they stubbed their toe or when their friends made fun of them and they came in their house, their father said to their daughter, honey, suck it up. No pain, no gain. Take it like a woman. Are you a woman or a mouse? Okay. They never heard that. But most of us boys growing up, that's the message we got if we showed any weakness whatsoever. So the only permissible emotion for men has been anger.
Well, Gary, what here's what I need to know, though, and we'll do this when we come back, is what can a man then really do with his anger?
This is Focus on the Family's Everyday Relationships. I'm Susie Larson, talking with Dr. Gary Oliver today, and Greg is a mentee of Gary Oliver. We've learned about the causes of anger, fear, hurt, frustration. When we come back, we'll talk about some of the benefits of anger. Talking to Gary Oliver today. So glad you tuned in. We'll be back in just a moment.
Welcome back to Everyday Relationships from Focus on the Family. I'm Greg Smalley along with Susie Larson. We're here every day to have real conversations about relationships. And today we're talking about men and anger. You know, we think that anger is such an important topic. Today's show is on men and anger. Actually, tomorrow we're going to talk about women in anger. We've got a great guest today, Dr. Gary Oliver. Gary has had 6 different surgeries for tongue and throat cancer. And the last one, the doctors actually removed 80% of his tongue and said he'd never be able to talk again. It just shows you that, you know, all things are possible. Even though man says it's not possible, with God, all things are possible. And Gary's one of the foremost experts on marriage. Well, on a lot of things, but especially anger. Gary, you were kind of, if there's a guy out there who's listening to this right now who's struggling and dealing with anger, what would you say to him? What are some practical takeaways on how we can deal better with our anger?
Well, first of all, he needs to know that you're not alone, okay? Most men struggle with anger in some form, some more obvious than others, okay? And anger is a God-given emotion. Now, sin kind of messed up what God designed, but who we are in Christ, with the power of the Holy Spirit and prayer and God's word and friends, you can change the unhealthy patterns that are there. And to remember, you know, for example, Ephesians 4 says, be angry, yet don't sin. Don't let the sun go down on your anger. So there is a healthy anger. But when you have anger, number one, be aware of it. When are you most likely to experience anger? Is it when you're hungry? Is it at the end of the day? Is it in the morning? Is it when you're at work? What are the buttons that you have that are more likely to cause you to have anger? And then take responsibility for it. It's not your wife. It's not your mama. It's not somebody at work that's made you angry. They may push some buttons, but they're your buttons.
What about a co-host? Isn't
well,
sometimes the co-host's
that's
fault
that's
when I get angry?
I think the co-host, it can be their fault.
Thank you.
But
see,
apart
I feel
from
great.
That's the only exception.
Hey, Gary, when you talk about being aware of your anger, I know that sort of there's that obvious, you know, yelling, screaming, you know. But for some, though, does anger look very different? Like, is there such thing as, like, an inward anger?
Oh yes. In fact, it's kind of like you have boiling water, and it's just kind of bubbling, but it's not boiling over where, you know, it's coming over the sides of the pot. And what that looks like is oftentimes muscles in the neck are tight, your breathing changes, tenses in your stomach muscles. You may have problems digesting, your respiration, your breathing changes. Absolutely. Some tend to take the anger symptoms inwards, okay, and some tend to, they kind of explode outwards. But it's the same emotion, Greg.
Well, so you talked about we need to be aware of it, and then we need to accept responsibility, which I'm still trying to do. Instead of blaming Susie for how I feel, I'm trying to do a better job. What else, Gary, can someone do?
Well, I think at that point then, define it, okay? And remember, anger is always a what kind of emotion?
Secondary
emotion. So
see,
what's
I'm listening. Susie's not, but I'm
what? What is really going on? Okay, hurt? Did someone offend you or embarrass you or neglect you? Frustration? I know whenever I have to work on my car, I'm not very mechanical. In fact, I had mechanical bypass surgery, so I can't fix anything. Or is it worry or fear in the future? So hurt, frustration, or fear. And once you've defined this, then you're able to deal with that frustration. You can deal with that fear. Anger is hard to change, but hurt, frustration, and fear are much easier to deal with. And then last of all, do you know what's last of all?
I'm thinking prayer, take it to the Lord.
prayer, those things, but also reminds herself of the positive aspects of anger. Anger can serve as an alarm that says, stop, look, and listen. You might be in danger from a relationship or a situation. Anger also is a great source of energy. Anger can provide powerful motivation to right or wrong, to stand up, to be assertive, to speak the truth in love.
Well, Gary, I wish we had more time. You know, I know that you have to leave. We just want to say thank you so much for taking the time.
Thank you.
And if you want to find out more about Gary, go to liferelationships.com. His newest book is called Mad About Us, Moving from Anger to Intimacy with Your Spouse.
God bless you, Gary. It's so good to meet you. This is Everyday Relationships with Dr. Greg Smalley. I'm Susie Larson. When we come back, Greg's going to talk to us as women and how when we are impacted by a man's anger, what are we to do? How should we process it? That's what we're going to talk about in just a moment. This is Focus on the Family's Everyday Relationships with Dr. Greg Smalley. I'm Susie Larson. We just had a great conversation with Greg's mentor, Dr. Gary Oliver, talking about anger in men today. And girls, don't worry, we're talking about anger in women tomorrow. So we're going to spend a few minutes here talking about the impact. If you're a woman and you're impacted by your spouse's anger, we want to invite you to call in 877-933-2484. You can call anonymously if you've just got some questions for Greg today, 877-933-2484. So, Greg, what is a woman to do? Because I'm sure she's listening to Gary going, okay, that's good for him to identify his hurt, frustration, and fear, but I'm still impacted by his anger. What should she do?
Yeah, you know, living with an angry husband, boy, I mean, that can make you feel so weary and guarded. It'd be like building a house at the base of a active volcano.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it just can kind of keep you in a constant state of hypervigilance, you know, alert and, you know, thinking that things are going to explode at any moment. You know, growing up, I think about my own dad, and I'd say that my dad and I are alike in how we handle anger, and it's not sort of that explosive rage. It's more that internal shutting down, quiet, not talking. But I mean, clearly, though, I'm just as stirred up. As a matter of fact, I asked my kids not too long ago, I said, how do you know when dad is angry? And they all looked at each other and kind of smiled and went, no, what do I do? And they all said, Dad, it's the strangest thing, but when you get angry, you bite, you get real quiet and then bite your lower lip.
Wow. Let's see that.
And I was like, what? I don't do that. And then it made me mad that they said that.
Yeah.
So I just stood there silently biting my lip. Or maybe it's the blood that begins to drip down.
Exactly.
That really freaks them out. But, you know, I mean, so I think it's you know, we all get angry. You know, I know there was a time when we were camping. I mean, we had driven like days and days way up. We lived in Phoenix, drove way up to like Canada. And my dad had all these grand expectations of what the trip was going to be like and what we'd do. And just a couple of days into it, the whole family, we were miserable. We didn't want to be there. It was rainy, and so we're all whiny, and let's go home. Well, he gets totally angry and sort of like me. He doesn't bite his lip, but he quit talking. And he just sort of loaded us all up into the camper, and we drove all the way back to Phoenix. 2 days. And he did not say one word to us. And so, you know, how do we do that? And I know a lot of women deal with this all the time.
Yeah, it's hard to deal with anger. You know, I think I would prefer to deal with quiet anger than explosive anger. Kev's that way, too. He gets quiet. And when I really stress him out, he rubs his temples.
Really?
He just kind of like,
he's got these raw marks on his forehead. Yeah. Poor
I'm
guy.
Like, not the temples. Oh, I don't want to
I wondered
that
why
way.
He was all scabby around his head. That makes sense.
Oh, he'll love you for that. 877-933-2484. Maybe you are on the receiving end of anger and you don't know what to do. You can call anonymously. In fact, we've got an anonymous caller right now. Welcome. You're on the air with Dr. Greg.
Thank you. Yes, I have a question. In my household, we are dealing with a husband who, and most times he is controlling his temper, but then something will flare up, and it's like living with that volcano, and it erupts. and he can be verbally angry towards me and my children, and although he's never hit us, he's threatening in his anger to hit us, or wishing he could hit us, and I feel like I'm at the crossroads and not sure how to handle that at this point.
Yeah, you know, I'm so sorry. Again, that's such a hard place to feel like you're at that base of that active volcano. And I'm so sorry for that. Mm. You know, I would say, for one, you know, never, ever accept responsibility for his anger. You know, we never make someone angry. There's always a choice that someone makes in how they react to our words or behavior. You know, you can always own your parts. I mean, if there's a part in there that you can be responsible for your actions, that's great. But you are never to blame for his anger. And I think the you know, God holds us accountable for this. You know, Moses was held accountable when he got angry and struck that rock and wasn't allowed in the promised land. So, I mean, so God is going to hold him accountable. The other thing I think that's so important is to set good boundaries around anger. And I hear that's a big part of your question, is how do I set that boundary? And you know what I would encourage you, I think an effective boundary is one that will take care of you and your interest in the best way so that you accomplish whatever your goals are. And so I think sometimes people set a boundary to kind of put a wall up. That's never the right goal. I think the goal for a boundary is always something that you need to put in place so that your heart stays open. So when he does get angry, or if he's yelling at you, if he's threatening you, see, I think it's in those moments to where you have to say something like, you know what, honey, I love you. I'm really interested in what you have to say, but it's never okay for you to talk to me in that way. It's not okay for you to express your emotions at my expense. Hmm. So what would be, how might you say that? Is there a way, what would a boundary look like for you?
Well, lately I think I like how you put that it's not okay to share his emotion, that angry emotion, for me. But generally I will just stop the conversation, and I have left for the evening with my kids and just gone out to play somewhere, just to try to leave that immediate explosive situation.
See, and I think that's perfect, because I think what you're trying to communicate two things. One is, honey, I love you. I do care about how you feel. I do care about what you need, what you want. Whatever you're frustrated about, that matters to me, but I'm unwilling to do it like this. If you're interested in talking to me in a way to where you're honored and I'm honored, I mean, I'll listen all day long, but I will not talk if it's going to be at my expense. It's not okay for you to express your emotions at my expense.
I just have to ask on her behalf, Greg. We just have a minute, second before a break. But if he's threatening violence, isn't that enough for her to say, if you're going to threaten violence, I'm taking the kids for a cool down period, just so he hears her draw a boundary?
I mean, she has to say that is not okay, never okay, will not tolerate that. That is a no. That is a zero tolerance policy. In your safety, your kids' safety is the primary concern. So there are places in your area. Call us at Focus at 800-A-FAMILY. We've got counselors who can point you to a great counselor in your area.
Mm, thanks so much for your call. Really appreciate it. God bless you, hon. This is Everyday Relationships with Dr. Greg Smalley. I'm Susie Larson. We're talking about anger in men. And tomorrow we're talking about anger in women. When we come back, Greg will unpack some tangible tips you can apply today if you are a man and you struggle with anger. So glad you tuned in today. Stay tuned. We'll have more with Dr. Greg Smalley in just a moment. This is Everyday Relationships with Dr. Greg Smalley. I'm Susie Larson. We're so glad you tuned in today. We had Dr. Gary Oliver on the line talking about anger in men. And boy, before the break, Greg, we received a pretty compelling call. And yet I think she represents a lot of people who are on the receiving end of anger.
I know. My heart just breaks because you can hear the fear. You can hear the the longing for her to really, you know, have a different relationship that doesn't include anger.
Well, we heard so much great information. So if we can narrow it down to two things we could take away today and apply today, what would they be?
You know, let me first talk to the men. So if you're a man dealing with anger, I mean, Gary gave so much great information. I think for me, what's been some of the most helpful is to really begin to be aware of, how do I know when I'm angry? What does that actually feel like? What does it look like? How do I know? And I know that seems like, well, that's the easy. I'm telling you, that's part of the problem, Susie, is that when I get angry, I'm not even aware of it. And that's why sometimes people will look and go, why are you getting so angry? I'm not angry. And then it's like, I get angry because mm-hmm. you're saying that I'm angry. And I can miss it. And so for me, when I shut down, silent treatment, you know, I laughed about, you know, when I start biting my lower lip. I mean, there's signs, there's things that I'm doing. I need to ask my wife and kids, how do you know when dad's getting angry? That's just all great information. And then I think you want to then really clearly define. Remember, Susie, the idea of the Wizard of Oz, you know, behind the loud booming voice and the fiery face was the man behind the curtain. There's always something else going on behind the anger. And so instead of reacting, for me to be able to go, what was that about? Was that a fear? Was that a hurt or a frustration?
Mm.
I think, Susie, when we put a name to that emotion, it helps us calm down. I mean, I've seen that over and over. It says in Proverbs 29:11, fools give full vent to their anger, but a wise man brings calm in the end. And we want to be able to calm ourselves down. And I really do think something simple is putting a name to that emotion. You know, Susie, to the wife whose husband is angry and she's dealing with that, the two things that I'd really say is, one, make a decision today that's never okay. That is, his anger towards you is not ever, ever okay. You do not accept responsibility. You need to own what you do. But his choice to be angry is not your fault. And then you need to set some good boundaries. You need to let him know that I love you. I'd love to hear what you have to say. I'm interested in listening, but not like this. I refuse to have this type of a conversation. If you want to come back and have a conversation which we both feel honored, then I'll listen to you all day long. Setting those boundaries, Susie, are so important for us to do in relationships.
You know, big takeaway for me, too, is anger in itself is not a sin. You know, a great book to refer to is Greg's book, Fight Your Way to a Better Marriage. This is Focus on the Families, Everyday Relationships with Dr. Greg Smalley. I'm Susie Larson. Had a powerful conversation today about anger and men. So tomorrow, guess what? We're talking about anger and women. That'll be tomorrow. Do not miss it. Hey, check out our brand new website, everydayrelationships.com. Lots of great stuff there. Meet you back here tomorrow.